UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $14 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588.
Cards fans, your fearless leader, Coach Mac. I keep getting asked, Coach, are we playing the game? Are you scared? Are you a chicken? You won't play Kentucky? As for the UK series, here's the thing. I want to do what's most convenient for John and his program. You do believe that, right? That I want to do what's best for John? Never mind the fact that we had a December 12th mutually agreed upon date to play the game. Never mind the fact that they backed out of the 12th because they were returning from London on December 6th after playing Michigan. Thought it was too close to the 12th. Never mind the fact that that December 6th game got canceled. No trip to London. Can we play that game on the 12th? Never mind the fact that they scheduled Notre Dame in lieu of playing us on the mutually agreed upon date of December 12th. Never mind the fact that they called ESPN and tried to change one of our ACC games without our knowledge or permission. Never mind the fact that Coach Stoops and his football program at the University of Kentucky honored that request in football to move Louisville's home game from 2020 to 2021. If you can do it in football, seems like you could do it in basketball. Never mind the fact that the University of Cincinnati asked us to do the exact same thing that we're asking Kentucky to do. And we honor that request. Listen, I don't want to stand in the way of college basketball's best rivalry. Whatever is most convenient for Coach Cal, we'll do it. See you in the Center. Go Cards.
Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run.
My fofo make sure your kids don't grow. That's what I'm talking about. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. The phone lines are open. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
Freaking love my coach. I love my coach, Marcus.
Layer by layer.
We're learning more and more and more. And I could not have a better fearless leader than Chris Mack. It's perfect. Oh, it's perfect. It was a beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. God,
layer by layer, we're starting to see the truth.
Yeah. See what really happened here.
Let's see what really happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Steve.
Yep.
Before we go 1 second further, let's make sure we realize where everyone stands and stood. Now, as a part of this community, as a part of the media, as a part of the social media, as a part of all the narratives running around. And people, don't worry about deleting your old tweets, because I already screenshotted them all. All those Mac is scared narratives, all those I can't wait to come up with so many descriptions about how Coach Chris Mack doesn't know the rivalry, doesn't understand the rivalry, doesn't do this, is running, and how it looks. All that has already been screenshotted. So I got the receipts. Everybody's on the books. Not only are you on the books, you're on the clock. You're on the clock to retract what you were saying. Because there's not going to be any other way to spin any of this conversation other than all y'all, and I do mean to say it like that, all y'all just found out how wrong and ridiculous you looked with all your commentary. We're going to play that whole audio layer by layer.
Sure.
We're going to stop it after every. Sometimes your words have to be chosen wisely, but more importantly, the timing of your words have to be chosen wisely.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to let someone, yeah, I don't want to use this phrase, but sometimes you got to give them their own shovel. You want to run, you want to talk slick. It reminds me of this little situation that I had, right?
Yeah.
And don't worry, we're going to get right to it. Or not right to it, but we're going to get really into this.
Oh, sure.
One time, Steve, young Marcus, you know, just learning the ropes of life.
Yeah.
He was in a gym class.
Okay.
He was in a gymnasium.
Yeah.
And there was a guy in there. He was showing off. Yeah, Marcus, you a punk. You a punk. He's running his mouth. You scared. You gonna do nothing, right? I didn't know why this guy was talking like that in front of everybody. Dude, you've seen me fight before. You live in my neighborhood. You know me.
Sure.
You know you know what I'll do to you. Then I realized my coach was standing right behind me. So now he's like really chesty.
Right.
With my coach standing behind, the gym teacher / basketball coach.
Sure.
He knows he can get away with all this big mouth talkity talk, right?
Yeah.
I wasted him right in front of the coach.
Yes.
And I got suspended a week.
Yes.
But you get my point. That guy who just in front of everybody, you're scared of me. No, I'm not scared of you. I just don't feel like getting suspended.
Yeah.
That's the feeling I got. With I had to listen to a rival coach. Oh, yeah. No matter what, we'll play. And then I got to hear Coach Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And his full response.
Mm-hmm. Listen, and this is something that's built for a little while, too.
Mm.
Because we haven't said publicly, and I'm still not going to,
mm-hmm.
but we've heard a few months ago from the UK side that there was a little bit of, well, we don't even know if Louisville's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of took that, we tucked that away and said, okay, what's that about?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of odd. You know, like, why are they openly saying
that
to certain people?
This is a heavier leak than normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and at that point, it wasn't even a leak. You know what I mean? It was like, wait a minute. Why are you saying stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anyways, okay, all right. So we take that and we keep that to ourselves and say, okay, so as time goes on, you said layer by layer. Then it comes out and you say, okay, well, now it's kind of getting more public. Louisville's asking, hey, this is what we're asking. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. I think it's good business for both.
Mm-hmm.
We'll still play the game. Let's just play neutral somewhere this year. And then let's bump the game back.
Which is a national standard, Steve.
Sure.
Right now, yeah. Everybody's schedule's jacked up.
Right.
So the national protocol is going on between Oregon and Oregon State. It's going on between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State and USC, and it's going on everywhere.
Yeah.
So this isn't some creative hoops being jumped through or anything. This is the national standard. Everybody who has big financial things to gain and lose,
sure,
either neutral or push back the game a year.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, so then it was Coach Mack, you know, saying, "Look, I don't know. We're kind of waiting and seeing."
Mm-hmm.
Now, Coach Mack did not say, "Well, you know, I mean, yeah, we had a date, then they didn't want to play that day, so then they moved it back. They wanted to move it back to this day."
He could have,
but he said, "Look, I don't know.
We're working on things.
We're going to work on things. Maybe we can get a place to a neutral thing here because, look, he didn't say, but at the time, you know, all kinds of places are just push it back. We'll still play. It's not that we won't play. We'll still play. Let's just play somewhere neutral, mm-hmm. you know, let's bubble somewhere. It don't matter. I mean, we can come down. We'll figure something out."
Mm-hmm.
So you have that. Then you had Kentucky doing what they always try to do, and this is what my Twitter rant, which I don't like to do Twitter rants, but was about a couple weeks ago, or a week or so ago, mm-hmm. probably Friday. Kentucky acts like they run the freaking world, okay? They act like they run everything. It's the same way in this state. The people across the state act like they run everything, but then then you start looking at finances, and you go, "Oh, well, a lot of finances come out of Jefferson County, don't it?" Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But anyways, that's a bigger story here.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, and God knows, politics after last night's the last thing I want to talk about. So
that's okay.
Worst thing I've ever seen in my life. So you say, okay. So I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay, so now Kentucky wants to come out and say, "Get a little too big for your britches, if you'll allow me to do that."
Right.
You know, it's "Oh, well, you know, they don't want to play, and we've got a contract."
Contract talk.
Yeah, yeah. Contract says, like, we go there, they come back here. This is how we're doing it. Not knowing that now you're not dealing with your equal. Now, this is something we have to eat as Louisville fans a little bit. Not eat, but mm-hmm. it's
acknowledge.
Acknowledge. This isn't your equal you're dealing with anymore. Now you're dealing with a guy that's not afraid to punch up. See, Rick gets nothing out of, "Oh,
back and forth.
Okay, jackass. Well, how about I spill your dirty laundry out here a little bit?" The scariest thing is a guy that's not afraid to punch up at you. And I'm saying that because John Calipari, like him or not, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He's in the Hall of Fame. He's got a national championship.
Yeah.
One. And you say, listen. But if it was 4 out of 7, he would have had a bunch. We'll talk about that. Speaking of.
Don't do that.
Hey, the most ignorant thing I've heard in a long time.
Don't do that early in the show, Steve.
Yeah. But if it was 4 out of 7.
I'm going to go crazy if you do that again. Stop it right now.
My aunt had bought. You know what she would be.
Yeah.
So anyways, we'll talk about that. So maybe. I don't know. But here's the deal. So now you've got a guy that's like, okay, that's one. Then you do another interview. Well, I mean,
then you bring in your outside help. Your
then yeah. Then you bring in your hired gun, Dickie V, to tweet. Then you go on another interview. You say it again. "Well, we got a contract. We're expecting to play them. I mean, if they don't want to play."
Social media is the great neutralizer. Long gone are the days of your ability to call the number one sports network because you have a program director in a position of authority where you can control narratives. That day is gone. I can put up my own camera phone. I can make my own video from my office. I can tell everybody, direct contact, me to you, face to face. I can tell the entire planet exactly what's going on. I don't have to go through a David Scott, hypothetically, at ESPN to set up an interview. I don't have to get a recruit airtime for a commitment. I don't have to do any of that. I can circumvent all those advantages that you've abused for all these years.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you have a guy that says, okay, that's two. I'm not going to give you a three at this point because I can see that you are going to go on this media train about how I'm a chicken and I'm not doing this and I'm not doing
and
that.
And contracts
and all this stuff. So you say, let me wait till about 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm.
And I'm just going to tell everybody your dirty laundry.
Mm.
I'm going to tell everybody exactly what you've done.
Layer by layer.
Exactly why you ended up not keeping a contract or not being able to keep a series with North Carolina. Why you've not been able to keep a home-and-home series with Indiana. Why multiple schools have had to get out of contracts with you. You know what I'm saying? Like you have three or four schools here and one here. So how about this? How about I just air it out there and let everybody know what actually happened?
Let them make their own evaluations.
And this is why Chris Mack is perfect for this Louisville basketball program.
At the perfect time.
It's why I get on this show a lot of times and say, I don't owe anybody in the Kentucky media anything. Like, I get it, because around here, you know, around the city and stuff, there's a lot of people in the media that, you know, they kind of, we get aggravated with it, but they're kind of in the middle, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, well.
There's real in the middle,
yeah.
And there's fake in the middle.
Well, sure, sure.
The fake in the middle is the group that agitates me. You're not in the middle, because I've heard the way you've taken the Mac perspective on it 1 week ago. That's why I made that point, Steve. 1 week ago, your energy towards Coach Mack, your name calling, your berating, your all that stuff turns into today, it's a spin of the conversation to, well, but he said all that, but you got to win because you lost 11 out of 15. And you have to. Wait a minute. He just pulled back 85% of the curtain. And if you spend your time today talking about what Mac has to do now and not talk about how sleazy that looked, when somebody describes, when you find out, and I, like I said, how sleazy it looks. When you cancel a date, I've heard you talk about contracts. Coaches respect other coaches way too much to do that stuff, having not had any major run-ins.
Sure.
Coaches don't do that unless they got issues, right?
Absolutely.
So, when you find out, cancel because 6 days isn't enough. You could go to Venus and not have jet lag in a week.
Yeah.
You could literally go to where is Riddick from? Chronicles of Riddick.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You could literally go to Planet Furion and make it back without jet lag.
Yeah.
So now, cancel, then put a Notre Dame on our date? And you've been out here running your mouth?
Yeah.
About contracts? And lighting this kindling under my fan base? Oh, bravo for taking as long as you did to even ether this man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was.
Yeah.
Full-blown ether. Do we need to get to the phones or do we need to start on the layers?
No.
Brian, come on, man. This is a big-time day.
Let's roll. Let's do it.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What up, Marcus? What up, Steve?
Feeling good?
What up?
Marcus, I want to talk to Marcus Maven, the player. If you just saw your head back from coach, go on social media and call out another coach like that, what is Marcus Maven, the player, thinking right now?
Lawrence, man, I appreciate that call. I appreciate that question. It's funny because I had the exact same conversation with Nick Valvano this morning. The first thing he asked me is, what do you think about it? And I said to him, the athlete in me, if you want to hear that guy talk, you're talking to that guy all the time, right? Mm-hmm. I can go into another character, but when you say Marcus Maven, that's who you're talking
to. Yeah.
And that's how I see the story. I listened to a Nick Valvano.
Sure.
Talk about the pressure it may bring or the all in, and I said, I'm sorry. Louisville fans, athlete Marcus, we live all in. We live all in. You don't go into a rivalry. You don't go into these situations with a, but next year it might. No.
Yeah.
You kidding me? No, I'm not worried about. I'm not worried about bulletin board material when it's really time to go to work. I mean, you don't bulletin board material because of your name, but you're not scared if somebody takes something and makes it bulletin board material.
Yeah.
You don't purposely take things back because it might become bulletin board material.
Yeah.
You don't care. You don't go to your teammate and say, hey man, don't get him mad.
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Hey, Marcus. Hey, don't say that to them, man. They're going to get mad.
Yeah.
What the hell you just say to me, Steve?
I know.
Hey, y'all. Did y'all hear what he said?
Yeah.
Hey Coach Mack, man. Are you sure you want to be picking a fight with Kentucky?
I know.
Get out of my locker room.
I know.
Get out of my locker room right now.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
So, B-Hall. Brian. There's no way.
Everybody's calling for the Reds coverage. They want to know where they can
talk about Reds coverage during this show.
And then this is Tina.
Perfect.
Okay, but here's the thing. I'm going to take this call, get the Mac, the dry version of Coach Mac ready to go so we can do our layers.
It's ready.
Tina, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Marcus, Steve. OMG. Did he launch a bomb or what?
Indeed.
I felt like that this was, before I listened to it and saw him last night, I thought, oh my God, this is IU revisited. You know, when Kentucky canceled out playing IU because they were, you know, could have been killed on the IU floor. And I thought, oh my God, this is what he's doing. So, just get a tasket. Eat your, show up or shut up, Cap. I call him Calamari, but that's Tina's name for him. So, go Cards.
I appreciate that call for sure. It's one of those days, Steve.
No, sure. Yeah, no, I'm totally here for it. Yeah, I'm totally here for it.
Layer by layer. Hit it, Brian.
Cards fans, your fearless leader, Coach Mack.
Stop. In the title of what I'm about to tell y'all, I'm letting you know from the beginning, your fearless leader. The reason I said that is because your chicken commentary, he looks afraid. No, this is your fearless leader. Just so you know, moving forward.
Yeah.
Hit it.
I keep getting asked, Coach, are we playing the game? Are you scared? Are you a chicken?
Hit it. Are you scared? Are you a chicken? I don't need any cameras. I don't need any, the lights, the studio lights. I don't need to schedule an interview on any platform. I don't need to make calls. I don't need booster help.
Yeah.
No. You know what? Give me my cell phone. Give me my cell phone. Give me my tripod. Are you scared? Are you chicken?
You kidding me? And had that look on his face like, are you kidding me? Hit it. Hit it.
You won't play Kentucky? As for the UK series, here's the thing.
Hit it. If you look at that video, you know what he does? That's not acting. He puts his hands over his mouth like, let me see, how am I gonna approach this? He actually takes his time to say, I can't wait to address this.
Yeah.
As for the UK series, here's the thing. I want to do what's most convenient for John and his program.
Hit it. Because y'all are under the impression that if what's good for John is going to line up with what all the fans want, because you've been trained, you've been manipulated, you've been programmed to do that by the fake neutrals. The fake neutrals that cannot have a day where they just say, dude, John got exposed today. You physically can't have a timeline with five ways to say John got exposed today without saying, John got exposed, but Mac better win. Mm-hmm. John got exposed, but his record against Louisville. Like, you can't just say for one day.
What about, because here's the problem. When I hear that, what you're saying, why would it be so different to say, look, Mac come in the first year, got a good squad. It was just better than Louisville. Hero, you know, PJ Washington.
PJ Washington, Tyler Hero, yeah, Keldon Johnson, big man. You had the full.
They were just better.
Yeah. You had the full squad. I have grad transfer Christian Cunningham running the one, and Ryan McMahon.
And, I mean, Louisville went crap. Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, like, I don't want to make it sound like they were nothing, wins. But they were just. But here's the thing. This is what I mean by the fake neutrals that can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
That can't get on there and say, but last year Louisville took them to overtime. Louisville lost that game, you feel like. I mean, everybody says that. Louisville missed 16 free throws. Louisville lost that game.
Right. Had nothing to do with the way Louisville plays over a 12-year stretch.
Yeah. Now, I'm talking to Chris Mack, better win this game now, guy.
Yeah, guy, yeah.
Now, Chris Mack, who took you to overtime in your place, you're the Hall of Famer. Now, Chris Mack's calling you out nationally. Why would it be so crazy to say, you better not go in there with two top 10 picks and let him beat you on year three after he called you out? Who's the pressure on here?
But you won't hear that narrative anywhere. You won't hear that because they're scared that they'll get kicked off the nipple by back-to-back, statements or back-to-back pressures. You're scared to get kicked off the nipple and somebody else will take your spot. Keep going.
You do believe that, right? That I want to do what's best for John?
It's obvious.
Never mind the fact that we had a December 12th mutually agreed upon date to play the game.
Right there. We already had a game date, people. We just wanted our game to be played on the game date. It's already contractual. So anything that I say after this, think about it. That's the first point he made. You know me, Steve. You know how I am. I hate fighting in the mud. We don't even have to get to the mud part. The fight started with the December 12th.
Yeah.
In discussion.
Sure.
So anything I want to do after you cancel it, you gave me the right.
Mm-hmm.
You canceled the game on us.
Yeah.
So anything that happens, I got the chips. But again, goes back to narrative. No matter what, we got to put on our capes. We got to find a way to say,
Well, it still doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, he shouldn't have canceled it, but you got to give us the game. So even if he cancels it, even if he moves, even if he wants it to be the last game of the year because his point guard is going to be out most of the season, we still got to do it. No. I don't have to move the game to the end of the year because it benefits you after you canceled on us.
Mm-hmm.
You changed the rules.
Yeah.
Listen, and I'm not going to let you or somebody else force me to submit to you over and over again.
Yeah, and you're right, because there's no need to get in the mud. There's no need. I mean, because like their immediate response, you want to just be like, well, their football did that. You know, like, I mean, y'all done that before. I mean, like, where you're like, the beginning of the year is not working out too well for us. Let's play the third game. That aggravated me at the time, but that was what U of L mutually agreed on. They said, okay, well, when it's there, we'll play the third game. When it's here, we'll play the first game. Like,
right.
You know, whatever. But you said, hey, this is what. So I mean, I don't know why Louisville wants it December 12th. Probably because it benefits them, I think. I think if Louisville plays Kentucky earlier a lot of times, because what do we always say? Yeah. We always say, we're like, God, man, we hit Kentucky, right? Because Calipari, again, as much as I want to mock him, let's not forget he's a Hall of Fame coach.
Right.
He's decent. You know what I mean? Like, at some point. So they hit that perfect stride usually at the end of December, you know. We're like, God, man, we run into them. So, I would be blown away.
We're to have three games and a week in between each one.
Yeah.
Hey, kudos to you for developing a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But you still canceled the 12th.
But you canceled. There was a mutually agreed game for the 12th of December that you said you couldn't play.
Keep it, hit it.
And never mind the fact that they backed out of the 12th because they were returning from London on December 6th.
So you even gave us an excuse. And your excuse was 6 days we're on the East Coast. Y'all do realize where London is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not Dubai, right? You're not going to Dubai. It's not going to wherever. Yeah, 6 days is recoverable. You know it, I know it. You know it, and I know it. But I'm not even going to call you out on that yet.
Do you know how much of a time difference there is between here and London?
I'm listening.
About 5 hours.
So that's like almost to California.
It's 3:37 in London right now.
3:37.
It's 1 hour difference than San Francisco.
Okay, keep going, Brian.
After playing Michigan, felt it was too close to the 12th. Never mind the fact that December 6th game got canceled. No trip to London.
There it goes. There it goes.
Yeah.
There it goes. And we are three excuses deep. End of discussion.
And real quick, can we say this? We're tying Brian up right now doing this. We'll open the phone lines up when we're done with this and let y'all get back in here. So,
end of discussion. Sorry, Yelp Dog. I'm just yelling. I'm just probably blowing your ear.
No, I love it. Scream.
End of discussion.
Yes.
Your game got canceled. We see your game got canceled. We know your game got canceled. We're on for the 12th. Because there is no more excuse for the 12th. Three excuses deep. We're done. See you on the 12th. Keep going.
Can we play that game on the 12th? Never mind the fact that they scheduled Notre Dame in lieu of playing us on the mutually agreed upon date of December 12th.
Then you schedule an ACC opponent in Notre Dame on the 12th.
What are we doing?
You can't make this stuff up. But here's the thing. Let's return back to the original point, Steve. You threw out slick shots all last week.
Mm-hmm.
BBN.
Mm-hmm.
a fake middle earther, fake neutral guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Coach Matt, you look so bad in this one. The joy that was being shared across platforms on the hint that Coach Mack would be scared. And you know what Coach Mack doesn't even know? Coach Mack doesn't know that there's an insecurity that was here long before him. Mm-hmm. You know what that insecurity is? The truth that every Kentucky fan knew. You don't want to play Scooter and Rodney McCray. Mm-hmm. You don't want to play Daryl Griffith. You don't want to play any of those teams in the 80s. You don't want no parts.
Marcus, you don't. Let me stop for a second. Let me go a little bit step further. And I know we may need to break and then come back and finish it.
Go ahead.
You don't want to play Scott Davenport and Ballard. You don't want to play Fern Creek. You don't want to play Mail. You don't want to come up here and play any of these schools that we have up here in Jefferson County. That's what I'm saying. So I just wanted to take what you're saying
right.
And expand it to a whole, I mean, the whole nother thing here.
Generations, yeah. People. Generations of people that know. You don't want no parts of any of this basketball around here.
So you created a rule to let two of us have a chance.
You don't want any parts, and Coach Crum knew it, and the fans knew it, yeah. And the UK fans knew it, and you had that dream game and got that rear end tapped. Quick commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $14 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. The theme of today's show, at least the first hour, is layer by layer.
Mm-hmm.
We left off with the acknowledgement that Coach Mack had no idea where it was coming from. He thought he was responding to a question about the logistics of making a schedule. Mm-hmm. He knows a rivalry. There's a little bit of, just some rivalry talk. He's familiar with all that stuff. He came here knowing it's the biggest rivalry. He's seen it.
Yeah.
But there was something different. And he didn't know what button he touched.
Mm-hmm.
He touched a generational button of a fan base and a state. And listen, you know what I'm saying is true. You know the structure is to limit, as Steve presented, is to limit how many teams are coming out of that city. You know that structure is to, I cannot afford to lose to the University of Louisville in 1978 and 79 and 1980. That team will wipe the floor with us. We'll lose control of the state if we play those guys. One game. A series in Freedom Hall and Rupp. 80 and 81. And Louisville fan and people all over the state have to walk past each other and work together and have to say, you do know we'd wipe the floor with y'all, right? You do know we send your coach we fax, we Pony Express, we call, we send them an offer every single year. You pick the date, and we will move anyone off of our schedule to play Kentucky. It's not like we're not going to Final Fours and winning championships. There's no godly excuse not to play the University of Louisville. You know it. I know it. Everybody. People have passed along stories to their kids from both sides of the rivalry. Mm-hmm. We don't have to play them. Hey, Pawpaw. Did Kentucky always beat Louisville? Yeah, son. Well, here on Google, it says there's a big space between 1951 and 1991. Who was winning then? Oh, Kentucky's just the best. Well, it says here, some guy named Denny Crum says, have you asked the coach why they won't play us?
Yeah.
You know, hey, and my friend at school, Jamal, he says, his pawpaw told him.
That's funny.
That Kentucky's been scared to play him since he's been alive. Right?
Yes.
This is truth, people. Don't let it get awkward. This is the truth. Layer by layer. Hit it.
Never mind the fact they called ESPN and tried to change one of our ACC games without our knowledge
or permission.
Hit it. For 3 years straight, Stephen Rummage, Marcus Maben, Brian Hall, and listeners of 93.9 The Ville have all been aware of things like this happening.
Yes.
And we tell you over and over again.
No. It just, ESPN wants to come to where the big boy.
No. No, I'm sorry. There's people that are being manipulated in this situation.
Sure. David Scott.
They didn't just up it. We told you this name 3 years ago. 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We told you. No, they made a call up there and got something done. Mm-hmm. They didn't just decide this was the game that they were going to, you know, do. It's a call being made from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. You know, whichever situation it is. We've been telling you this. Coach Mack, his reputation is on the line. He can't pass along conspiracy theories. He's not allowed to do that. He can't say what he said unless he has the receipts. Marcus and Steve, we can tell you this stuff. We can make you logically deduce that this is what's going on. We can go through somebody's bio and say the program director is this guy, the same guy who wrote his autobiography. We can show you Dick Vitale's timeline of Coach Cal needs a guy cleared. The next day, Dick Vitale. Oh, this is a travesty what the NCAA is doing by not getting guys cleared. Steve and I can show you situations. We can date time to a 24-hour window of Kentucky needs something said or done. Dick Vitale says and does it.
September 28th, 2020, in the NBA playoffs, fans saw a number of at Kentucky men's basketball stars excelling. Many have asked how it is that at Coach Calipari has only one at NCAA title. Easy answer. The NCAA format were one bad game and the dream is over. The NBA is 4 out of 7. September.
Stop. Real quick, Steve. Okay. Sorry. What the hell did he just say? Was that Dick Vitale, who has made his entire career on the idea of the Cinderella one game championship format? Mm-hmm. He has preached that there is nothing better than the format of college basketball his entire career, Steve. That has been his whole, his entire career. There's nothing better than the NCAA tournament run because
all it takes is one bad night and the dream is over.
Yeah. Very next day, in an interview on September 29th, 2020, John Calipari says Kentucky could have won more NCAA titles in a best of three or a best of seven format.
What? What? Y'all are going to let your coach get on an interview and say, well, I mean, we know we're the better team. Hey, let's play 2 out of 3. You lose 2 out of 3. Let's play 4 out of 7. 4 out of 7, I would have won. Right, Dick?
You said it yesterday. I'm going to steal your point here.
Please.
But you said, can you imagine the local mockery if Chris Mack were to say, that one-seeded Xavier I had, if that tournament had been 4 out of 7, we'd have won the whole thing.
Repeat that, Steve. Repeat that for effect, because people who are listening right now have no choice but to acknowledge that this is the 100% truth what you are saying, Steve.
If Chris Mack had got on an interview and said, look, that one-seeded Xavier team, who I had in the top 5 all year long,
which is considered his ha-ha failure.
Yeah. If that tournament was 4 out of 7, now I'm saying Chris Mack saying this and believing it, we would have won the national championship. Do you know the mockery? You know what they would be?
I mean, you lost to Leonard Hamilton in the second round. He owns you. Villanova owns you.
And it's crazy that John Calipari's went, because we didn't say nothing about it yesterday. Didn't tweet about it, didn't nothing. Because I said, I want to see if other shows and other media.
Yes, yes. It came out early enough.
You actually stopped me because I was going to tweet out, like, this has got to be the stupidest thing a coach has ever said.
Think
right?
about it. This people, what he's saying was out at 12 o'clock-ish. Imagine going through the entire day where a story about Coach Cal saying, if it were 2 out of 3 or 4 out of 7, we'd had more titles in college basketball. How much did you hear about that yesterday? How much did you hear about that this morning? Ask yourself that. Even if you're the biggest BBNer, ask yourself how many times you heard it being talked about how asinine of a statement that is in the college basketball world.
Yeah.
I can have a barbershop conversation about that. It lasts about 30 seconds, yeah. But it'd come up.
Sure.
It would be a shorter conversation than how do you not have more championships? Brian, I feel like we're just getting warmed up. Go ahead and play us out.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin the format. I don't want to lose the show. I don't want to get Steve fired. I don't want to get Brian fired.
Well, you know, there you go.
You got to do it. It's okay. Listen, we knew it was coming. So
faded it out.
Yeah, we knew it was coming. So that's all right. We were expecting it.
Don't go anywhere.
Did y'all have issues with that while I was gone too?
It happens. Middays with Marcus Maven.
Yep.
On 939 The Ville.